This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Does it make sense for Medicare, the single-payer system for older and disabled people, to lower the cost of some services for people with chronic conditions? A House committee looks at this today from our health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
Dr. Mark Fendrick at the University of Michigan says he can only do so much for some of his Medicare patients who are on plans managed by private insurers.
Current plans are asking patients to pay more for everything. That includes those services that I beg my patients to do that I know will improve their quality of life.
He says a rheumatoid arthritis patient won't fill a prescription, or a guy who got his hip replaced won't get physical therapy. Those costs are too high. The legislation in Congress would roll out a national pilot project to make certain basic treatments more affordable. Katie Spangler is with the American Benefits Council, which represents large employers.
We think that would go a long way to help keeping patients and this country healthier.
While this bill pertains to Medicare, Spangler says some of the nation's largest businesses support this approach. They'd like to see private insurers try this because encouraging basic care that avoids expensive hospital bills will lower costs across the board. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.